showers ready.
Oh, thanks.
Morning, Alex.
But, hi, Bobby.
You sleep good?
Mm-hmm. I'll wake Kenny.
Okay, but don't touch his woolby.
It's going to be a beautiful day in Detroit today. Weatherman says we're going to have sunny skies. Now, I tell you what, there's a lot of traffic out there. A lot of beautiful cars, though. We want you to roll up the window, lean back, and enjoy all the good sounds that we're going to be playing for you this morning. Of course, you know, I always play
Alex,
your favorite.
That's don't!
Not such a nice
no!
guy.
There.
Morning, baby.
Hi, sweetie.
How are you? How did you sleep? Hmm? Should we go get Daddy? Shall we?
Okay.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning, campers.
How's everybody?
Hi, Megan. Great. Trucks.
What are we watching here, Kenny?
Robots. Thank you.
Thanks, Meg.
Okay. Joke of the day. What's green and rides through the west?
The long pickle.
Okay, they're on to me, hon.
We're all on to you, honey.
That's them. I gotta go. Okay, baby. Bye. Ah, thanks. Don't change a thing. Leave that face exactly like that, all right? And I want it washed by the time I come home because it looks great.
Least amount of sleep ever.
I think Lindbergh has it.
Yeah, well, I think I beat him last night.
You heard anything, Jinx?
If I did, wouldn't I tell you guys?
Not necessarily.
That's right. You didn't tell Lou until after he chipped in for gas money.
Hey, fellas, I'm telling you, it's as simple as this. You can't sell cars. You can't pay people. Now, come on. Relax. I like splitting gas money four ways.
I love coming down here watching something go from the drawing board to the assembly line. It's a treat.
Yeah, it's thrilling, boss.
Yeah, real thrilling.
What's the matter, boys? You look a little depressed. You worried about the lion? They're slow starters. Don't worry. It's preseason.
Hey, we ain't worried about the lions. What we're worried about is the line.
Amen.
Lions?
Yeah. Unemployment lines, welfare lines, food lines. You know, all those lines.
Lines. Yeah. You know, me and my wife went to the movies the other night. We saw Rocky. And I'm watching this movie and I'm thinking, there's something about this movie that reminds me of the situation at work, you know?
Which Rocky was it?
One or two? Or three?
One, I think. I don't know.
Who was he fighting?
Hey, did he have a mohawk like Mr. T?
I don't know. I don't remember. The point is, here's a guy who's taking a pretty bad beating, you know? He's up against the ropes. His eyes cut.
Was his manager dead or alive?
Yeah. All right, forget Rocky. All right, forget I brought it up. Get it out of your head. The point is, when you're down, you're not necessarily out. You know, I mean, you gotta hang tough. I don't know.
Jack Butler, report to the staff office.
I gotta go, guys. See you later.
Well, hang tough, baby.
Yeah.
Watch his leg. Watch his leg. They're gonna knock
Rocky.
Him out, baby.
Think so?
He didn't see Rocky.
Larry! Are you crazy? What'd you do that for?
Why didn't you tell me this morning I was being canned?
I couldn't say anything until it was official!
Wait a minute, guys, wait!
Jinx. You did it, didn't you? You fired these guys after all they contribute.
Jack.
Ah, don't jack me. After the support.
Jack.
Oh, man, after the devotion they gave you.
You're fired, too.
Now, you fired me.
I'm fired?
You son of a...
No!
Jack, you what?
Not fired. Technically furloughed. Why don't you give me a break? I'm telling you, there's blood all over my slide rule. None of it's yours, Jinx. Oh, come on. Something's going to turn up. You guys are terrific engineers. You're too damn good not to catch on somewhere.
Where am I going to catch on, Jinx? Where are we going to catch on? Nagasaki? The Roaring Valley?
You know, you're not exactly walking out of here empty-handed. You got your full severance, huh? You got your profit sharing? Yes. Guess what? Price. Full pro-rata refund for this month's gas.
Great. So I have one more thing I want, Mr.
Disability!
Oh, no!
Larry! Oh, no! Oh, no!
Larry!
No!
Larry!
Come on, buddy!
Come on, Larry! Come on! Keep that sense of humor, buddy. That's critical.
Hey! Jeez! Hold on! Hold on! Larry! 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 Get the valley of poke!
Bop, bop, fish, fish, oh, what a relief it is!
Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
Keep in touch.
I will, Larry.
You all right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because remember what Jinx said. Keep that sense of humor. It's critical.
I love you, Jack.
Real nice.
Does Daddy know we got fired yet?
Yes, he knows, but we're not going to mention it to him, are we, honey? We want Daddy to feel good, don't we?
You hear that?
He's coming now. Everybody smile real big.
Hi, Dad.
Hey. Hi. Boy, you guys look nice. What, do y'all have dates or something?
Heard you got fired.
Laid off. We just laid off, honey, remember?
Technically furloughed, sport.
You're not a bum, are you, Daddy?
No, but I'm working on it.
So you want my whoopee?
Actually, I kind of would like it, but instead, I'll take a kiss.
Okay, come on, everybody. Let's eat dinner. We're having special dinner tonight.
What are we having?
Colonel Chicken.
Yay! We can't afford that.
Let's enjoy it. Maybe I'll laugh.
You know, I know this sounds crazy, but I actually feel great. I don't know why, but I feel great. I do, you know, because, I don't know, now I have the time to do some work around the house I've been wanting to get to. And, you know, we're in pretty good shape.
Yep, we are. For a while.
Wait a minute, what are you talking about? You think I'll never get another job again? Don't worry about it. I already put the word out.
What would you say if I did too?
Did two what?
Now, put the word out. I mean, I have a couple of years' experience in advertising. I have a college degree. There's no reason why I shouldn't try to get a job myself.
Wait a minute, excuse me. Have I been missing something? I mean, has your phone been ringing off the hook?
Oh, no.
know, Jack.
You think you're going to get a job before I do?
Oh, Jack, this isn't a contest.
No, hon, this will be good. This is a good idea. We'll make it a contest. What? It'll be fun. I'll bet you 100 to 1 you don't get a job before I do. Okay?
Jack.
Come on, doll face. Give me a dollar.
I don't even have a dollar.
Oh, you want to bet, but you don't have a dollar.
Hey, I don't want to bet.
Hey, I thought somebody said they wanted to bet. Where do I get the kid?
I don't bet. I don't take bets. I don't believe in
bets. Well, you're betting now. Alex, Kenny, come here. How'd you know it's coming out of my severance pay, too? Come on, guys, hurry. This is going to be fun. Guess what? I'm making Mommy a bet. Daddy's betting Mommy $100 to just her $1. But she doesn't get a job before me. Kenny, hold the money.
I better hold it, Dad. Money makes me crazy.
Good point.
Isn't healthy.
Well, may not be healthy, but it's fun.
Yeah, take that too.
Absolutely.
Yay!
Take the money, Carolyn.
Jack, I don't want the money.
Look, you won. A bet's a bet.
Jack, I don't take bets, and I don't want your money. Look, aren't you being a little hard on yourself?
No, it's fine.
I mean, you have applied to everything on wheels from Toyota to Schwinn. You're going to get a job any day now. Really? Oh, I'm going to be late, so my first day, I want to make a very good impression. How do I look?
You look great. You're going to make a great impression.
Now, do you want to go over that list one more time?
No, I don't want to go over the list. Okay, let's go over the list.
Now, remember, when Kenny starts talking to his breakfast, that means
he's finished, right?
And Alex has to be to school at 7:30, and the pickup is 1 o'clock sharp.
1 o'clock.
Now, when Megan starts rubbing her little ears, it means it's time for her nap. But don't let her sleep past 11, because then she won't go down for her afternoon nap, which is at 1:30.
1 o'clock, okay. Now, wait a minute. Will she rub her ears again?
No, just in the morning. Mm. And please don't let her sit around in a wet diaper, okay? Now, Kenny, he'll pretty much take care of himself, won't you, honey? I mean, just keep him busy, you know, give him his Tinker Toys or his coloring book. See, I think Alice will be a little help, won't you, honey? Sweetie. All right, just relax. You're going to be great. There's nothing to this, you know.
Hon, we got it covered, right, guys?
Oh, boy, am I going to miss you guys. Look, now, take it easy on Daddy. Remember, he's a rookie.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, honey.
Mommy?
Yes?
It's a jungle out there.
Very funny, Jack.
What? I don't know where he gets this.
You know, on second thought, I think I will take this money. I might need it for lunch or something special.
Okay, great.
Actually, a lot of men would love to have this kind of time to spend with their kids.
Hon, you're looking at one.
Oh.
I'm telling you, I'm a regular Phil Donahue here.
Yes, you are.
Come here.
Okay.
Go get him.
Oh, thanks, he's alone.
Passed what? We're right on time.
But, Dad, you're doing it wrong. Mommy doesn't do it like this.
We're going to do it the Jack Butler method. What is this? This is nuts. Why are they all honking?
Because you're doing it wrong.
Tell me I'm doing it wrong. I know how to do this.
Hi, Jack. I'm Annette.
Hi.
You're doing it wrong.
See?
See, this is what I tell all my new mommies. We enter from the south and we exit from the north. And then we do just the reverse when we pick up. Swear, little ones don't have to walk between the cars to get to the learning facility. Okay, moving out. And remember, south to drop off, north to pick up.
Take them up. Okay, it's a good system.
South to drop off, moron!
Actually, I'm very excited to be going back to work, especially here with Ron.
Ron? And who would Ron be?
Oh, Ron Richardson.
Everyone here at the Richardson Franco Agency calls him Mr. Richardson.
Well, he asked me to call him Ron.
And when was that? In what context?
In the context of my interview at lunch.
Lunch? Well, now, before we go in here, let me give you some advice. Keep your mouth shut and your ears open, and you just might learn something.
You want to knock it off?
Ron, what is your position?
Thank you. My father founded this agency on Schooner Tuna. It's the cornerstone of all our accounts. So my position is, somebody better figure out a way to sell some tuna fish pretty damn quick. We have people to do that.
Sorry. Have it.
Everybody, please welcome Carolyn Butler.
All right.
Hi, Carolyn.
Since you're probably the only one in the room that got a decent night's sleep, maybe you could have a fresh opinion. Do any of these layouts, anything make sense to you?
I'm not qualified to judge anything, really. It's my first day.
You ever eat tuna fish?
Well, yes.
You're qualified.
Okay, well, let's see here. Well, this is very good. It's a mermaid, original.
Carolyn.
Yum, yum, tuna bits. It's very funny.
Cut the crap.
Right. Look, you want me to be really honest with you, Ron?
No, lie to him. He likes it.
Well, frankly, none of this stuff would influence me, all right?
Come on, Ron. She doesn't know her tuna fish from a Cheerio.
Damn good thing we don't have the Cheerio account.
When was the last time any of you people were in a supermarket?
Harriet, how do you...
Good morning, shoppers. We have some specials in the store this morning that we'd like to let you know about.
Hey, Kenny, where are the eggs?
Oh, there they are.
I have the right of way.
Right. Sorry. Here. Settle out of court.
Oh, weirdo.
Herb, clean up on aisle four.
Aisle four, check.
I'm sorry. Kenny, did I tell you not to touch the grapefruit?
Next.
May I have a half a pound of ham?
Boiled, baked, smoked, salt cured, sugar cured, prosciutto, or Westphalian.
All right, forget it. Just tell you what, just give me a half pound of salami.
Italian, kosher, hard pork, beef, koto, or what?
Just get bologna, mister.
I'll tell you what, just give me a quarter pound of cheese.
American blue cream cottage gouda Edam provolone Romano Swiss. You have your entire cheddar family.
Can you run the hams back one more time? Stay right here. Okay, coming back.
Half pound of salami, half pound of Swiss, half pound of ham, two celery. Oh, I think these are on special.
Doesn't matter. Sorry. Really.
Let me check. Are these Kotex Maxi Pads on special?
Never mind, Derv. Sorry. Forget it.
Kotex, 19 cents off.
Thanks. All right, Ken. Hi, baby. Who are you?
Steven.
Hey!
Ken!
Mom! Here, eat the spaghetti.
Spaghetti on aisle 9!
Spaghetti!
Spaghetti aisle 9, check.
Kenny!
Hey, I'll trade you my kid for yours.
Thank you.
I don't have any kids.
Do you see my little girl?
Yeah, she's adorable.
She's lost.
You left a child in the shopping cart? Irv, one lost child.
Lost child alert.
Daisy, Mary. She's yours and I'm Joan.
Hi, thanks.
And Carolyn told me you'd be around.
Yeah.
Can I give you a hand?
You can give me both of them. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Irv, clean up on aisle 7.
Irv, we were never in aisle 7. I'm telling you, honest.
Not so easy, is it?
Well, I'll say.
Might even be the toughest job in the entire world. Bends your back and drives you nuts and it makes your boobs droop. So, don't be ashamed about asking for help. Mommy training can be very, very tricky, and I can help with sitters and shopping and menus, and even if you just want to talk. Here's my number.
All right. Thank you. I'm sorry, what's it say underneath there?
Anytime.
Okay.
Hey, what are you doing?
Married. So were we. I wasn't there 5 minutes and I was thrown into this meeting with people yelling and screaming at each other, and then they were screaming at me, and there's a secretary that hates me for no reason.
Ever gonna kick a little ass in?
Yeah!
The only one that was even civil to me was Ron.
Ron?
Yeah, you know, Mr. Richardson. I mean, he actually asked for my opinion, and when I told him honestly how I felt about something, Ron liked what I had to say. He did. Ron and his group are flying to the plant tomorrow, and they're gonna tour it, and I was invited to go. Is that an unbelievable first day on the job or what?
I can't believe it. How about you guys?
I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
We can't believe it here, huh? None of us can. We're stunned.
Honey, I can't believe this.
Oh. Well, I didn't want his feet to get wet.
Somebody must have died.
Why?
There's a limousine out front.
Oh.
Hey, you didn't say anything about a limousine last night.
Well, Ron said he was sending a car, but he didn't say anything about a limo. I'll tell him I'll be right down.
Ron?
Oh, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Maybe. Oh.
Well, hello down there. Why don't you run and tell your mommy that Mr. Richardson is here?
Stay right here. I'm not supposed to let strangers in the house.
Waiting for Carolyn.
Well, Ron, you know women.
Yeah, I like to think I do. Got a beer? 7 o'clock in the morning.
Scotch?
Not during working hours. Oh, I'm sorry, pal.
No problem. Come on over here, Ron. Let me show you what I'm doing. Taking advantage of some of the time off to add a whole new wing on here. I'm going to rip these walls out and, of course, rewire it.
Yeah, you're going to make it all 220?
Yeah, 220, 221, whatever it takes.
Well, you sound like a pretty handy guy.
Yeah, well, I like to do a little bit of everything, Ron. I write poetry, I paint, sculpt. Oh,
Carolyn, don't you look nice.
Oh, thanks. I'm sorry if I kept you waiting.
Oh, not at all. I was just having a little chat here with your hubby,
Jack.
Jack.
Yeah, he's quite a guy.
So, I guess we better get going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Jack, a real pleasure.
Ron?
Very nice outfit, honey.
Thank you. Honey, if you call and I'm not here, I'll be at the gym or at the gun club.
How'd you like a little trim on that mustache, Ron?
Yeah, Humphrey is tough. He's probably the toughest client we've got. But, you know, I think you've got two things going for you. Number one, your experience as a homemaker. You're fresh from the trenches of consumerism. And, oh, thank you very much. Oh, boy. And number two, you've got a... Well, let's just say you're an extremely attractive woman.
Well, thank you. And my husband thanks you, too.
You know, I'm glad you brought up, what's his name?
Jack.
Jack.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, we're going to be working long, hard hours, and you might be coming home pretty late at night. And, well, if there's going to be a problem, I want you to tell me about it right now.
Well, there's not going to be any problem, see? Jack supports everything I do. As a woman, in my career, as an executive, he supports me.
Okay. And if we can agree that you are an executive,
mm-hmm.
then you can stop cutting my steak.
Oh. Sorry.
In there. You know, when your dad was in the army, we had to run a tight ship.
There were no ships in the army.
Just put this laundry in.
Dad, can we fix lunch?
Sure. Anything but tuna.
Says you do.
Well, she ought to know. Come on in.
Megan. You're making me crazy here, baby. You're making me nuts. Yeah, yeah, I love you, but you're making me crazy. Stay.
Hey, Kenny, go keep an eye on your sister. Play with her or something, all right? Go watch TV.
You want some chili?
No, thanks. Hey, where's your mom keep the vacuum cleaner?
You mean Jaws?
Your mom calls the vacuum cleaner Jaws?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Over there.
Just the pilot on your water heater.
Okay, by me.
Hi. Anything wrong?
No, no, fine. Fine. Keep the extra diapers. Hey! Cowards. Oh. Holy back! Oh, man.
Thank you.
I'm late. Well, I'm glad somebody had a good day.
Have a seat. I'll call you when you're ready.
How about roasted egg?
I don't know.
Well, does your wife like seafood?
Yeah, but seafood smells up the kitchen, and it can take hours to get rid of the odor. No, how about something simple?
Oh, I got a hamburger Wellington that's out of this world.
Well, great. Let me have it.
Okay, start with 2 pounds of ground round, lean and mean. Brown it in some butter.
Yeah.
Pardon me. Could you use margarine in that or butter?
Oh, well, butter's my personal choice.
Yeah, but butter can scorch.
Higgins, you're next.
Oh, why don't you go ahead, and I'll go after you.
Well, you were here first.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. I have no place to go, and besides that, there's not a job available anywhere in the city.
Okay, butler, I guess you're next.
I'd sure like to have a copy of that when I come back.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, yeah. Drink all the excess fat.
Well, you're mad, aren't you?
I'm not mad. It's just not where I want to be right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jack, I can't not go. I mean, please do it for me, would you? You know how many of these things I went to for you? A lot. We'll stay 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
15 tops.
Oh, all right. Okay, fair enough. But if we stay longer than that, we pull the old Aunt Emily.
Okay, the Aunt Emily, right.
Wow, what a house.
Yeah, probably mortgaged to the eyeballs.
Not this one. His great-grandfather, Commander Richardson, built it.
Yeah, hand me down.
Oh, thank you.
Jack, you must be pretty darn proud of our little Carolyn, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm very proud of her, and the children are, and we're all real proud of her at home.
Yes. She earned that promotion, I can assure you, Jack.
It was a little promotion. I forgot to tell you about it. It was no big deal.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Richardson Franco Annual Corporate Olympics.
Butler, you're a sportsman. I was kind of counting on you to take part in this. You know, spouses are eligible.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh,
come on. Nobody takes it seriously. It's just good, clean fun.
I know, Ron. Normally I'd say yeah, but I'll tell you, we got to get over to see Carolyn's Aunt Emily. She's
sick.
Dying.
Dead.
Well, why don't you stick around for a few minutes anyway, and you can watch with the rest of the wives. Sorry, I mean families.
Yeah. Hey, what? Boys, run down to the car and get Dad sweatpants and shoes and stuff out.
Hey. Yeah. All right.
I'll stick around for a while.
Okay. Like, we've got ourselves a little competition this year. Butler over there's a real jock.
Oh, boy. That's all we need.
Yeah.
Relax, Butler. You're not going to win anyway.
Why not? See that good?
He's the boss. It's his tournament. You get it?
Yeah, but I don't work for him.
Oh, but your wife does.
We'll be right back.
me through it, didn't you?
You did good, Dad.
Thanks.
I owe you one, Jack.
Come on, let's go.
Sure you're okay?
Yeah.
All
right.
Some consolation. Guess who is the culprit?
You don't want to know.
Well, let me guess. Probably the deceased Mr. Cashman.
Ah! Wrong, Vic. Wrong. Nikki doesn't even love you. Come on, Vic. Open your eyes, buddy. She's been making it with your friend Kevin.
You mean Kevin Bankman?
That's exactly who I mean. Watch, she's going to blame it on you now.
You threw me at him. You let him know it was perfectly fine to take me to San Francisco, only he took me to bed first, and it's your fault.
Did I tell you? I knew it. Gee, wake up, Vic. She already buried one husband.
Show me how. Do you think that I'm going to let that get into the record for everybody to see? Or for the child to find out later on?
No fault divorce. We don't get along. It's certainly true enough.
Well, Nikki, I won't do it. I've been thinking about it.
Dad?
Yeah?
Well, wait till...
This is cold and the cheese isn't hardly melted down.
Okay.
I've got a stake in this kid. And I'm going to stick around to make sure that he's okay.
There you go.
What you're really interested in is the baby. Mom, the baby's more important than Carolyn.
That's right. My own flesh and blood.
Kevin, you're such a fool.
That's right, Nikki. I'm a fool.
Daddy, my whoopee's ripped.
Ken, you know what? Maybe it's time to get rid of the whoopee, all right?
No!
Okay, all right. Give me it.
And that'll help
me,
too.
Good.
He wants that baby.
Yeah.
It's more than just pride, Nikki. There's all too much.
There you go.
Marriage.
There's no worse thing. Okay, listen, I'd appreciate it if you guys kept it down, okay? Because Nikki's going to get the results of her blood test back today.
Other children with Carolyn.
Well, that might happen.
Is it Kevin's baby?
We're not sure.
Kevin's a skunk.
Yeah, Kevin gets all the girls.
You sure got Nikki?
I'll survive. My mother doesn't love my father, but still we've managed to make a life together. So you can just forget about this annulment of this divorce.
Yeah.
Because I'm not
going to
go.
Hi, Joan. How you doing? It's got to be Kevin's. Victor, how can it be Victor? No, he got a vasectomy. It didn't take? Are you kidding me? Hold on a minute.
Jack!
Hey, give me that sword.
Jack!
Okay, I'm going to bet... 25-cent Wheaties rebate.
Oh.
I'm going to raise you Van de Kamp pork and beans and no tea.
Well, I'm going to see your 25-cent Wheaties rebate and raise you 2 Tender Vittles dollar offs. Okay? That's it for me. I'll fold.
Jack, why are you dealing me this garbage? I'm out.
This is so much more fun than bridge, Jack. Thanks so much for thinking of it.
Girls.
Come on, are you going to play cards or flap your gums? Flap my gums.
It's getting ugly in here.
Hey, come on.
All right. I will see you, your tender vittles, and I'll raise you a 50-cent yo play and a $2 rebate on a Domino's pizza and Two for one sun pure frozen entree. How about that?
Whoa.
That's serious poker.
Any of you ever try those sun pure frozen entrees? Oh, my dog wouldn't eat them.
I love them. I do.
I'm calling you. The 25-cent new and improved Van Rollon and two 50-cent triple-ply hefty bag offers. What do you got?
She's bluffing.
Are these any good?
Well, we got two pair. They've got plenty.
Hi, kids.
Hi, Mom! Hi,
Mom! Hi, Mom!
Yeah.
Oh, no, don't get up.
She's that late already?
Don't be silly. Don't get up, Bill. Pizza. Well, I got a ton of work to do. I'll go upstairs.
Listen, we better go here. Come on.
7:30.
Tomorrow we play tomorrow, am I right?
Family's starving. Yeah, sure.
Family's starving?
Five.
Pizza home.
No, I don't.
Don't forget your coupons.
Excuse me.
Joan, come on.
I think I'm in trouble.
Service, madame.
Oh, thanks, but Ron gave me this tuna presentation to do, and I'm really way behind.
Well, you gotta eat something, honey.
Well, if I wanted something to eat, Jack, I would have come down and had something to eat with you and your girlfriends.
All right. Let's get into it.
Get into what, Jack?
Get into this. The house is a mess, Jack. The kids are a mess, Jack. You're a mess, Jack. I'd leave anything else out?
Want to talk about the beard?
All right. The beard's in its transitional stage right now, that's all. When it comes in, it's going to look great. And it's going to look like a movie star, what's his name?
Orson Welles?
No, Orson Welles. Oh, I get it. Fat jokes, right? That's real funny. Yeah, I've put on a couple of pounds. So what? Come on. What else do you have?
You want to talk about this shirt for a second, Jack?
All right.
You've been wearing this shirt around the house for about 2 weeks now. It can walk around by itself. Why don't you retire that thing to the Dry Cleaning Hall of Fame, huh?
Because it's a comfortable shirt.
Jack, take a look at yourself. You've really thrown in the towel, honey.
My brain is like oatmeal. I yelled at Kenny today for color on Outside the Lines. Megan and I are starting to watch the same TV shows, and I'm liking them. I'm losing it.
Honey, I know what you're talking about. I've been there myself, all right?
Well, if you were so unhappy, why didn't you say something about it?
Because I wasn't unhappy. Look, maybe I was a little confused, maybe I was a little frustrated, but I knew what I was doing was important because it means something to raise decent human beings. What saw me through was pride. I had pride in this house, I had pride in my kids, and I had pride in being Mrs. Jack Butler. Where are you going?
I'm going downstairs to sleep on the fat couch if I can get through the door.
You'll be sure and take pride in some of that fat, Porky.
Yes.
Victor. It's Nikki.
Yes, hello, Nikki.
Yeah. Honey, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I...
Hello. Joan, hi, how are you? No, forget it. Come on, that was days ago.
No. It was very insensitive of us. Carolyn had every right to be angry.
We're not talking. Or doing anything else.
I'll be right there.
Think of this shirt.
Let me tell you. tell you about flannel. Gets me hot.
Joan, do I look fat or overweight at all to you?
I like a man with a little meat on his bones.
That's two. Okay, how about the beard? I mean, Carolyn hates the beard.
I know. Be my friend. He's too much man to be left alone, Carolyn.
Really?
Honey, what are you? Please, Carolyn, come on. It's just one kiss.
I'll bet.
What about the kids? The kids are just outside.
I've thought of the kids. Kids don't hear a thing.
Shoot me. Shoot me. You're right. God knows I'm guilty. I deserve it.
Tell me something, Jack. What did it, huh? The boredom? The repetition? The days, one flowing into the next? The loneliness? Well, I did it, Jack. I did it for 8 years.
Don't you think I know?
Say goodbye, darling. Oh,
Jack, I was coming by to call you back.
Holy cow. What'd you use, 38?
38, 39, whatever it took. Bye, darling.
Tough luck, Jeff.
Jack!
You bet.
I can't. You can't do this to me.
Do what? It's time for our poker game. The girls will be a little late.
There's no game today. The game called off.
Why?
Because there's a death in the family. I'll explain to you later.
Get out of the way! 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 Get out of the way!
straight next time, all right? Come on, move it. Move it.
Let's go, monkeys. I want all you. Let's go. I want the stereo police. I want the animal set. I want you to report the chow. All 700. Move it, monkeys. Move it. Let's go.
Come on.
Yes, I'm back. Station, Jin Chow.
Let's go, finally.
Yeah. Okay, close.
I'm sorry.
I'll move it now. I'll be there in a minute.
Listen, Ace, you and I have to have a man-to-man talk here about your whoopee. Your whoopee's looking bad, bud. Now, wait a minute. Now, listen to me. I understand that you little guys start out with your whoopees and you think they're great. And they are. They are terrific. But pretty soon, the whoopee isn't enough. You're out in the street trying to score an electric blanket or maybe a quilt. And the next thing you know, you're strung out on bedspreads, Ken. That's serious. Now, give me the whoopee.
No.
Kenny, come on, man.
No.
Okay. Give it to me for a couple of days. If it doesn't work, you got the whoopee back. Please. You got a lot of guts.
Have a moment to myself, please.
Absolutely. You got it.
Had to do it.
Okay. Thank you. tired, huh?
Yeah. Lou.
Excuse me.
Hmm.
How about this food?
Hmm. Very good.
Hmm.
You sent out for Chinese food, huh?
No. Kenny made this.
Nuh-uh. Listen, you're doing a really great job with the kids, honey. I appreciate it. And with everything. You really are.
Thanks. Let's take this time to carry you upstairs and let you tell me all about it, but I think that might take too long.
Mm.
Having your gums scraped. You're on.
So soon?
It didn't take Humphrey very long to shoot down every idea we had. Looks like you're the ace in the hole, kid.
Well, I'm ready.
Okay. You've got my attention. Shoot.
Well, these are the last two campaigns for Schooner Tuna. First, you gave away four glasses with every can of tuna. Now, as I recall, you were stuck with 60,000 of these, right?
What is this? This is your life?
Now, bear with me. Next came 100 free trips to Hawaii. Now, who knew there was going to be a hurricane that month? You were stuck with 100,000 of these flower leis.
I hope to hell you're making a point.
Well, I am making a point, Mr. Humphrey. The point is, Schooner Tuna is one of the three most expensive tunas on the market. Now, if we want to beat our competitors, the time for these gimmicks and giveaways is over with. Now, I don't mean to be disrespectful, Mr. Humphrey, but housewives need your help, not your gimmicks. Show them that you really care about their problems, and you'll win their loyalty. Now, this is what I propose. Schooner Tuna sympathizes with those hit so hard by this trying economy. To help you, we are reducing the price of our tuna by 50 cents a can. When this crisis is over, we'll go back to our regular prices. Until then, remember, we're all in this together. Signed, Howard Humphrey, President, Schooner Tuna, the tuna with a heart.
Well, you've got a plane to catch. I'm really sorry, Howard, to come this way.
Well, right, you're sorry.
Yes, I am.
Where in the hell have you been hiding this little girl? She's not just selling tuna, son. She's selling America.
Right.
The tuna with the heart. I love this bleeding heart shit. That's American. That's what that is.
That's what I think.
Well, there's more.
More?
There is.
Yes.
Oh, Carol, congratulations. Oh, I am so impressed with you.
Hi, I'm here for Mrs. Butler, 8 o'clock flight.
Right. She'll be right out.
Okay.
To go to California?
Because that's where we're going to make the tuna commercial, honey.
Can't you go tomorrow, Mommy?
No, I can't, because everyone else is going tonight, and I have to go. But you know what? I'm going to be back before you go to your first meeting of the Knights of the Round Table. I promise. Mm. Bye, honey.
Bye, sweetie.
Oh.
Wait, guys, stay right here. Alex, Kenny, watch her for a minute, okay?
Let me talk to you.
2 hours' notice and you're off to Los Angeles like that.
Jack, there is nothing I could do about it. I convinced a man today to spend $11 million on one of my ideas. I gotta go. Besides, honey, there's gonna be other Halloweens, you know.
I know there will be other Halloweens, but I'm thinking about this Halloween. I mean, Carol, these kids in a couple of years are gonna outgrow this thing.
Oh, really? You don't seem to have outgrown it, Jack.
All right, I admit it. I like Halloween.
Yeah, well, so do I, honey. Remember I was going to dress up as a prison matron tonight?
point is, Megan just got two new teeth. I'll bet you didn't know that. Alex is playing football. Remember Kenny's security blanket? He doesn't have it anymore. He doesn't use it. It's gone. You know, if you were here, I was going to suggest you go as a ghost. Because even when you're here, you're not here.
Carolyn, we really have to get going.
Hey, Madison Avenue, lighten up.
All right, Jack, what do you want me to do? Not go? Not try? Not succeed?
Of course not. I want you to succeed. Hun, you gave me some real good advice once. So now let me give you some of mine. It's real easy to forget what's important. So don't.
Jack, I'm going to be back in less than a week. Can't we please talk about this man? Come on, everything's going to be all right.
Little woman's off again, huh?
Shut up, Annette.
Please, Kate. Please, Daddy will buy you a T-Bird, okay? You want a T-Bird? Please, put your bum down there, honey, okay? I know, but just...
Ken, she here?
I think she's here now, Dad.
Okay, fine. Please, for Daddy. Meg, please, okay?
Who are you?
What?
Who are you?
I'm your babysitter.
Excuse me.
Wait.
Oh, Jack.
Hi. How are you?
Okay. Hi, kids. Huh? You remember Uncle Jinx?
They're big now, huh?
Yeah.
Listen, well, what this is about is it's a review board. Now, it's just a formality. Oh. They're going to ask you a couple of questions. Jack, if you could back me up, I think I can get you back on at half salary.
What are you talking about? You didn't say anything about half salary on the phone.
Yeah. Mr. Latham, Mr. Butler, you can go in now.
According to our records, since you and your associates left, production in your division is off by 23%. And costs are up 19%. Do you have any explanation for that?
I'm a little confused here. I'm no longer with the company. I don't know. You might ask Mr. Latham.
We have.
Ann? Sorry, Jack. I covered for you guys as long as I could.
You covered for us. That's a lie. That's not true.
Come on, Jack. Larry and Stan were in here. Now, they already admitted that I covered for them. Now, come on. It's time for you to be a stand-up guy.
Larry and Stan would say anything you wanted them to say. They need their jobs. You want me to be a stand-up guy? Okay, I'll be a stand-up guy. I need my job, too. But what's going on here is wrong. If I did such a bad job, why did production go down and costs go up after you fired me? Huh? Look, I don't know what this guy told you. I don't know what he does with his books. I'm a car maker. I make cars. I'm not an accountant. But I'll tell you something. I take a lot of pride in my work.
Dad?
Son, you're going to have to get out of here now. This is a meeting.
Just a minute, Alex. Daddy's talking. I know that's not real popular right now, you know, taking pride in your work. But I did. I cared. You fired me for it. If you ever talk to my kid like that again, I'm knocking you out.
Forget the paper. There we go. That's it. Would you forget the paper?
Schooner tuna commercial, take 24.
And action. I'm Howard Humphrey, president of Schooner Tuna. All of us here at... Cut.
Got it.
Carolyn.
Telephone bill.
There's an emotional element missing. I...
Oh, for God's sake, what does he want now, Carolyn?
Wait a second, I'll take care of this.
I got it.
Can't you control him?
Gaffer's
tape,
please.
Okay.
Fine.
Yeah, go ahead and pack
those in.
Okay, folks, one more time.
Quiet, please. Wait.
Carolyn?
Mm-hmm.
How about a little dinner after all this is over?
No, I don't think so. I'm too tired. I really, as soon as this is over, I want to go back to the hotel and soak in a hot tub. That's all I want to do.
That sounds like a great idea.
Quiet.
Schooner tuner commercial, take 25.
My fellow Americans.
Oh, I actually thought I had a job there for about 30 seconds today.
Hey, Jack, forget about it. The most important thing is that you didn't get fired.
That's right.
Good way to look at it, I guess. Listen, you guys, get in now and go, and I'm going to get a cab.
We sprang for dinner. You can't walk out on us now. Come on, get in.
Where are you taking me?
Come on, get in the car. Got him.
She's in California.
I want to talk to Mommy, too.
Come on, guys. Go to bed. We'll call her in the morning.
Well, it's only 8:30 in California.
Good point, Annette. All right.
Very, very quiet. Okay. Right around here. It'll be fine. Incidentally, I really appreciate this very, very much.
I'm quite sure you do.
Enjoy all the good sounds.
Exchanging love.
glances wandering in the night. What were the chances?
Hello? Alex who?
I don't know. Some guy.
Is Carolyn Butler there?
She's in the tub. Who is this?
It's her husband. Who the hell is this?
Who was that on my phone?
Wrong number.
Ron, what are you doing?
Well, somebody has got to pour the champagne.
You've been drinking a lot, haven't you, Ron?
Moi? Yep, a lot.
I think I'm going to have to ask you to leave now, okay?
Why? There are no kids to go home to tonight.
Ron, get out.
We could make a great team, Carolyn.
Really? What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Well, basically, you dump Jack, you marry me, and it's Richardson, Frankel, and Richardson.
Come on. What are you trying to tell me? Is you in love with me?
Oh, hell no. But the client is.
All right, Ron. This is my official warning to you. Get out!
You are so adorable when you're angry.
Ron, get out.
No, I'm not getting
out. Ron!
Oh, don't be quiet. Oh, trying to play hard to get, huh?
Aren't you going to answer that? That's the fourth time it's rung in the last hour.
Oh, do you want me to answer it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, here we go. Hello? Okay. Oh, nobody there, I guess.
Oh. Well, you probably want to be alone, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All righty. Well, you try to get some sleep now, okay? And don't worry. My lips are sealed.
Oh, hmm. Don't be so bad when I get your bangs rolled.
Horrible. I don't think I'll be called upon to defend my honor.
I doubt it.
I promised Jack I wouldn't say anything. Now remember, this isn't strictest confidence.
Of course!
Another grown-up.
What happened?
Dad's making some minor changes.
Hi, Joe. Just a little work around the house. Kenny! Don't page your sister!
Hey, Butler! Guess what?
You had quite a burst of nervous energy last night.
Yeah.
You should have called me.
Yeah, I think I found your problem.
What is it?
The shoe.
Oh, kids. Doris is a friend of mine, Joan.
DV.
Hi.
Kitchen's clean.
Hi, Joan. Mm. I'm going to check your basement for bugs. I sure hope I don't find any.
Ooh, I'm a little grimy and sweaty here. Joan, I'm going to go upstairs and take a shower. You can get a drink. You know where we keep everything, or watch television, whatever you want.
Amazing what you can do with a Sears card. That's from their Safari collection.
You got a problem. Okay. All right. Hey.
She's an attractive woman. B. She wants you, Jack. She wants you bad. C. I didn't want to think about C. D. Kenny would talk. Alex. Alex would be okay. Kenny would talk. He'd crack. I'm a free agent. And I could be in the middle of it. I could have a heart attack. I could die. Carolyn walks in, sees me there. And I die and get caught.
Joan? Carolyn! What are you doing in my bedroom?
Huh?
This is my bedroom, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing here?
Is it too early for a drink?
All right, why? Why did I get rid of it? Whoopi. Z, you're not going to do anything. Because you, my friend, are in love with your wife.
Joan.
Jack.
Carolyn.
Well, now that we have the names straight, would you mind explaining to me why I come all the way home to talk to you and I find another woman in our room?
Oh, look who's talking. I called your hotel. Richardson answers the phone, and I hear champagne chilling in the background.
You heard that?
Ha-ha! Now, I'd appreciate if you just don't talk to me right now, because I'm doing my best to calm down, all right? Excuse me. I have a household to run.
Oh, Jack!
Oh! Oh, Jack. I'm in a lot of trouble.
Look, I'm not talking to you.
No, no, please. Listen to me. I cut the department to the bone, and they caught me. I've got to have you back. I'll do anything.
Dad, is Mommy home?
Not now, kid. I'm talking here.
I warned you, Jinx.
Oh!
Gee, one punch.
You want a company car?
One punch!
Oh, I brought you at a bad time here. Hey, don't hit me, Jack. I like what you've done with the place.
Take a new tube. Wrong.
Carolyn, I am begging you. Humphrey's going to pull the whole account unless you come back to work.
I told this guy last night 10 times that I quit.
What did he do, make a pass?
I just got a little out of hand, and she belted me.
You quit your job?
I didn't like that job. I'm going to get another job, a better one. Anyway, I miss my family.
I thought you loved that job.
Thanks. How about 3 days at the office and 2 days at home?
Thanks.
There's no way to do that. I need a person in their pocket.
Jack, will you listen to me? Management wants you back.
Jack.
Thanks.
Basement's clean.
Okay.
Oh, thanks.
Look, he's offering me full salary and a company car. What do you think?
You're kidding. Take it.
Okay, look, Bert, tell him I don't make a move without Larry and Stan.
He doesn't make a move without Larry and Stan.
Oh, you got a deal.
Who are Larry and Stan?
Thanks.
For a working woman, can't you understand?
I'll tell you something.
Larry and Stan.
You really hit him?
Don't you think I know how to take care of myself?
Did you hurt your hand?
No.
Missed you.
I missed you too.
My fellow Americans, I am Howard Humphrey, president of Schooner Tuna. All of us here at Schooner Tuna sympathize with those of you hit so hard by these trying economic times. In order to help you, we are reducing the price of Schooner Tuna by 50 cents a can. When this crisis is over, we will go back to our regular prices. Until then, remember, we're all in this together. Schooner Tuna. The tuna with the heart.